Welcome back. We're going through the labs and doing some Azure Active Directory syncing with Azure and PowerShell. I'm David Giard, a senior technical evangelist for Microsoft, and I'm here with Brian Lewis. Hi, Brian.
Hi, another senior technical evangelist with Microsoft, on the IT pro side instead of the dev side.
And here's our blogs right here. Brian's here and mine's there. And this is an important document here. Download that, and it's actually a folder of documents, including a Word file that has all the instructions of the labs that we're going to go through here. In fact, we stopped partway through a lab. So if you haven't seen the earlier videos, I recommend you go back right now and watch them. We're going to build on those right now. And where we left off, let's go over to the lab document right here. We were configuring AAD Sync. So we did this. We did went to the Azure portal, logged in with our Azure account, went to virtual machines, clicked on the first domain controller, went to the dashboard, connected to it. So then we were remotely logged into with the remote desktop. We went to Server Manager, turned off enhanced security just because we wanted to use the browser and get to Azure from the server. And on the and then in where were we? Security configuration. Oh, that's when we turned off security.
Yep. We
And then we where are we?
basically logged into the portal. We activated the Azure Contoso Active Directory.
Here we go. So we're in the browser. So now we got to the Azure portal from the server, logged into a subscription. And went down to Active Directory, and that's where we went to the turned on the directory integration, went to Directory Sync, and then we actually downloaded this Directory Sync software. So now that's where we are right now. We clicked on Activated and
The lab manual says
Download.
it could take possibly 10 minutes or longer
Yeah,
to
so
install.
it took us a few minutes to download, and that's why we took a
So
break.
this took us about
But
5 minutes to install. The download went pretty quick, but the install took
oh,
five minutes for
I
us.
see. Okay. And now that's where we are. We're on this screen right here. So let's go back to our virtual machine. So we're a remote desktop in our virtual machine. We've just got done installing this Active Directory Sync, the AD Sync software. And that's where we are. This is the first screen from that.
And now it's time to configure.
Let's do it. Username is what?
Well, it's the same names that you had copied before, the AAD admin at azurecontoso.dg.onmicrosoft.com. No,
I'm
not
sorry,
at.
dot on microsoft.com. That looks pretty good, right? I think
That
it
looks
does.
good. And your password is the super secret capital PASSW0RD exclamation.
Now everybody knows.
Oh shoot, forgot about that. We'll just have to beep that
I have to change this post-it note that's
out.
on my monitor
Just
here.
passed me a post-it note.
Initializing, there we are, and I want to join a forest. What is a forest, Brian?
Forest is a bunch of trees. In Active Directory, a forest is actually basically the root domain or the root of an authentication area. And so it's Active Directory can consist of multiple Active Directory trees or multiple Active Directory environments.
Okay.
And if you have more than one, you have a forest. If you just have one, you can still have a forest consisting of one tree or one Active Directory domain.
Okay, so a
So,
forest is a container for one or more Active Directories.
yeah.
Okay. All right, what do
It's
we need
not a
this?
physical container, it's more of a virtual
Ah,
container. I mean, there is a
a
database
logical
behind it and
container.
that kind of stuff, but from a logic perspective.
Got it.
And so we want to call this a unique name. So what we're going to call it is contosoazure.com.
Contosoazure.com. Okay. And then the Active Directory will be the AAD admin, is that right?
No, it's going to be the Contoso Azure slash sysadmin.
Contoso Azure and then I forget, is this kind of
Forward
slash?
slash. Yep.
That's a backward slash.
A backward slash.
Sysadmin.
Go by the top, right? Not the bottom.
Okay.
That's it.
And then the password, I'm gonna guess it's pass W0RD. And let's
That is
add
it.
that forest. And there it is. That was quick.
Excellent. All right. Now we hit
Next.
next. On the matching that comes up.
All right, your users are only represented once across all, or do we want to do matching?
Nope, we're going to leave it the default.
Okay.
And so, you know, in this environment, it's very simple, and we only have one user, you know, for those people, so we're not going to run into problems.
Okay.
And we're just going to leave the defaults and hit next here.
Okay. Just bring them up just to see where they are. All right. Next. Following Azure AD Sync features can be enabled if your organization requires the enhanced functionality. Exchange, we don't have. Password synchronization, that might be nice. Password write back, Azure AD app and attribute filtering. What do you think?
So let's choose password synchronization,
okay.
as the manual wants us to as well.
All right.
And that is the one that we're going to use out of there,
All right.
optional features.
And this is, looks like it's just telling us what we have, what we've selected before.
Yep, hit configure.
Click configure. Thinks for a bit. And it should move to the finished when it's done.
You may want to use some time travel on this.
Okay.
I'm not sure how long this is going to take.
All right. So we happen to have time travel superpowers, so we will see you on the other side of this tesseract. And we are finished. That went really fast for you guys, but we were actually here about 5 minutes and cut part of that out. So it says here your account was added to the AD Sync admin security group. You must sign out of Windows before you can use Azure AD Sync. So let's click Finish right here. And what's the next step?
All right. Well, we've finished with that section. And basically, we want to move to implementing multi-factor authentication.
Okay. Do I stay on the server here?
Well, let's see. Let's go back to the web browser for a second. Let's just look at the Azure Active Directory tab.
Now, we say back to the web browser. Are you talking about the web? We were browsing the web on the server, and we were browsing the web on my client machine.
Both of them, we were logged in at one point to the Azure
same,
portal.
The same account, yeah.
Yep.
So we can do it here
and either
on the server. Let's do that here. There's the portal right here. Okay. And I'm
All
sorry,
right.
we're looking at what?
I wanted to see what it says about Azure, this spot right here, Contoso Active Directory. I just wanted to see basically the domain. It basically has us here, click the domain that synchronized, and then click users, and look for the users that you created earlier. So basically, if we go look at the
so
users.
So look at the
section,
users over here. So I'm on the contoso-az-directory domain, which is the one that should be synchronized. And there's my, this one was created, auto-created for me, and this is the one that we created right here.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing the users that should have gotten populated from our on-premises AD when we set up synchronization.
Oh, hmm.
And groups should be done as well. Let's try refreshing the browser.
All right. So here's some groups. DNSM is updated. Probably look kind of like built-in groups, but I'll do a Control F5 right here.
Because that synchronization we set up should have synchronized all those accounts from AD to Azure AD, and they should be listed now inside our Azure AD environment.
Okay, maybe it was just caching something. Let's bring that up here. And if I go back to users here, There they are.
There we go.
It was just caching it. All right, so these are users that we created in an earlier lab, and now they're being synced up to this Azure Active Directory. Very cool.
Excellent. Well, now let's go check out how to implement multi-factor authentication on these users.
I'm going to go real quick back to the document, just make sure we're in sync here. So people following along at home know where we are. And we did all this stuff here, did the next finish thing in the wizard, and now we're down here, multi-factor authentication.
Yep, and we do go through quite a bit about multi-factor auth here, what it is and why it's important. It's important because passwords suck. And if you have my password, you can log in as me, and that's a problem.
Right.
So we want to set something up that's a little bit more trusted, which multi-factor auth gives us. I not only use my password, which is one authentication, but another authentication mechanism, such as calling my cell phone.
Okay.
And then we can use, you know, you have to have both my cell phone and my password then to log in as me.
I see.
It makes it a bit more difficult.
Okay. So where do we set that up?
We set that back up in the Azure Active Directory section of the Azure portal.
Okay, so we don't need to be logged into the remote desktop into the server. We can just do this locally here. Looks like I've closed my browser. I'll open that up again. All right, then, let's go back to the portal. We're going to open up Microsoft Edge browser here.
I usually just go to azure.com.
Go to azure.com.
Click on portal.
That takes me to azure.microsoft.com. Click on the portal. And log in.
Okay, now we're in. We're going to want to go to Active Directory down towards the bottom.
Okay. We're in, but page isn't completely loaded yet. There we go.
There we go.
There's
and
the directory that we created right there.
Yep, going to that guy. And we want to go to multi-factor auth providers. Actually, we shouldn't have gone into it, should we? We should back up one level.
Okay.
The middle tab, multi-factor auth providers.
Oh, I don't have any. Let's create one.
That sounds like a good idea. Whenever you see something you don't have in Azure, you should always create one, right?
Yeah. All right. What are we going to name this thing?
We're going to name this Contoso-MFA for multi-factor authentication.
And we've got our options here, either per enabled user or per authentication.
Let's do a per enabled user. And then we're going to link it to our directory.
All right, this one, Contoso AZ. We've got a couple of warnings here. The usage mod is just telling us that once we select it, there's no going back. That's what this first one is saying.
You want to do it per authentication? That might be better for your model, since you'll probably only authenticate once.
Well, let's go by the lab, since we're following that, whatever that says. It's just saying once you make that choice, there's no going back. And then down here, this second warning was that there's a charge for this. Any users enabled for multi-authentication in a selected directory. So it's warning me of that. So, okay, let's create. And there it goes. Thinking. And done.
Excellent. So that's it. Now we've created a multi-factor authentication environment. If you want to, you can click around in there and look around at it. But as far as our next step in the directions, we're going to basically go back to our Active Directory account that we created.
Okay. To the Active Directory account right here.
Contoso AZ directory. So, yeah, yep. We're going to click into there. And then on the top bar, we're going to go to the Configure section. And then we're going to go to multi-factor authentication and manage services.
Okay, so we've got a bunch of sections here, directory properties, notifications. Here we go, multi-factor authentication, and we'll click on the manage service settings link.
Yep, And what that did is that launched a different window, I believe, right?
Yeah, a different
you
tab.
Still have the other window open.
Yep.
So this window here is going to basically let us configure that. And so right here we're going to basically say we want to click on users and basically enable one of our users. So but let's stay on the service settings for a section and just look at that. We're going to allow users to create app passwords to sign into now browsing apps.
Okay, that's the default. We'll leave that.
And what that does is that basically lets you create a password that's a long, ugly one that you won't remember, but you can log it into a certain app. Like say you have an app on your phone that needs a password to sync your mail, and it's not going to allow you to do multi-factor auth, right? Some of those apps, they want to give the name and password and then get the mail. And they don't have an ability to say, okay, now enter your one-time password, or let me, you know, call your phone and let you, you know, enter a PIN or something like that. And so basically we break that application. This allows you to set a long, crazy password there that is an app password. So it's a password basically in addition to your regular account that that app is allowed to then authenticate with.
I see.
You can disallow that if you want to, but it's nice if, you know, you are going to need a password for that kind of application.
Okay.
Anyway, so let's click on the users section.
That's up here, users. And I've got a few users here. These are the ones that we've activated. We have more users than this, but we didn't activate the other ones.
So we want to take one of our users, we want to basically turn on multi-factor auth for them.
Okay. Do we care which one?
Well, why don't we do Karen Vogue? And basically, we've selected her. Now you enable by clicking enable on the right there. And that enables her for multi-factor auth. Pretty much she's done. She's set. She's all set to use it.
Okay.
Now, let's go take a look at what that looks like by starting up another window, and we can do another in private browsing window, and then log in as her.
All right, so over here I'm an Edge, so the way we do it in private browsing window is this dot, dot, dot on the right side, and we're going to log in to Azure, the Azure portal?
No, we're going to log in to aka.ms/MFA setup.
MFA 7?
Setup.
Oh, setup, sorry. And that's let's find her. I want this email right here, right?
Yep. Oh, she's not gonna, you can't select it?
Seriously? Oh,
that's not fun.
Killing me, Smalls. Get down here. That didn't work. Alright, okay, I didn't, you'll have to taunt me with it. That didn't work. Karen Vogue at azurecontosodg.onmicrosoft.com. Alright. Where are we? Karen Vogue. Come on, Vogue. Got to move to the Azure Contoso. AzureContosoDG.onMicrosoft.com. Is that right?
Yep, you need a T. .com.
I couldn't find that. Karen Vogue at AzureContoso. DG and her password.
She's got the same super secret password as everybody else that we set up here.
All right. Did I click that? Maybe I didn't click it hard enough. Click. There we go. All right. We need further verification. We should set this up.
But since this is the first time, we are allowed to set it up.
Yeah. So I will click setup now. Let's do that. All right, so we can do phone, office phone, mobile app. What do you think? Phone?
Well, phone sounds good.
All right, and then country, the good old US of A. I think I'm going to do that one. That's the there. I'll use my phone number here, right? I guess we'll obscure this later on.
That's 555-1212.
And I want to do a text message.
Well, text is going to be harder to show on our video here. If we did call me, you could actually let us hear it.
All right, let's do that. I don't have to turn my sound back on my phone. Of course, I muted it for this video. Listen to that. Oh, hang on a second, Brian. I got a phone call coming in. Let me answer this. This might be important. Goodbye. I was right, that was important.
And look at that. The web page automatically moved forward after you hit the pound key.
Now that is magical. All right. Do I need to save this password here?
Only if you're going to configure some app password type stuff like an email client on your phone.
I probably not, but I'll grab that to here.
Yeah, for our demo here, we won't use it anymore.
All right, then we're done.
So we are done.
I
Now
don't know
that
why I did do
user
that to
is set
here,
up, and
but
when they log in,
probably okay. I can close that.
when they log in on the web to any of the Azure Active Directory enabled applications, to Azure itself, they would log in, and then it would call their phone.
Very cool. I call my phone.
And they actually would call your phone, and you'd have to let them in or not.
All right, we answer the phone and we're done. Okay, so we are done with lab 3. Well done,
Yep.
Brian. Let's take a break now and we'll come back and we'll finish up with lab 4.
So lab 1, 2, and 3 all built on each other. Lab 4 is a completely self-contained lab.
Good to know. All right, I'll see you on the other side.
Sounds good.